All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. The Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for the world, sins rose up 3 days later. There's so much things the Most High God's done for us through our lifetime. And continues to keep doing for us, because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him, thank him, praise him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice, dedicate everything to him, stay obedient, and trust him in everything you got going on in your life, or seven more, most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, lift each other up, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things, people, brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for their faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships for his name's sake, for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. Just know that brothers and sisters of faith support you, and we know that the Messiah is always with us forever to the end of age. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the engrafted branches of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, countries, all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures of Christ, the born again believers, the Holy Spirit filled believers, the godly, renewed, transformed believers of all walks of life, all countries, all regions, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you also. Anybody who's reading the Bible, God bless you too. And anybody who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies, experiences, and most of the Most High God, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all countries, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted or grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, cry out to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you need to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship him in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamp of oil. Let us stay in our purpose and call upon the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High God has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances, handle it, people, most definitely. Stay on fire for the Lord. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Be a doer of the word and work out your own salvation with trembling and fear. Fear God and keep the commandments, people. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah, keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, statutes, promises, covenants, blessings, moral testimonies, everything. Get a Bible, get a 5-subject notebook, get a pack of 24 pens, and write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, by the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precept. Keep the law in your mind, keep the law in your heart. Keep the law in your inward parts. Keep the law in your heart, people. Embrace the new covenant and press forward and enjoy people forevermore. Most definitely. Give your life to the Messiah. Follow the way to the life every single day forever, the way everlasting. Your sins are forgiven. Your backsliding is forgiven. You are forgiven. Sin no more. In today's message, what I love to do is go to today's devotional in the email, and then from there, I will close out with the prayer. I will close out the priestly blessing. I'll close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise His only begotten Son who died for the world, since the world's up 3 days later. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Repent and get baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the Messiah. Repent and believe in one who sent the Messiah. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, people. Always remember that, people, most definitely. Blessings, encouragement, support, and love and hope sent to all of you. Most definitely, touch the green in the Son's name. Yes. Your daily prayer is based on Luke chapter 4, verse 21. It starts off with a quote, "Every rejection opens a door to God's redirection." Quote, "Fruit of the Spirit, action, self-control. Speak only encouraging words for the whole day." Today's daily devotional is about Jesus' growing ministry, where he healed the sick, cast out demons, and taught with authority. Despite his miracles, Jesus faced rejection in his hometown of Nazareth, showing that faith and familiarity can often clash. Story, Bible in the year, possession and rejection, scripture. And he said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is except in his own country. Luke chapter 4, verse 24. Have you ever felt the pain of being rejected by those who should support you the most? As Jesus' ministry began to flourish, he experienced the highs of miraculous healings and the lows of profound rejection. In Cana in Galilee, Jesus demonstrated his divine authority through acts of compassion and power. When an official from Capernaum pleaded for his son's life, Jesus simply spoke the word and the boy was healed. This act of compassion highlights Jesus' willingness to respond to sincere faith, even from those outside his immediate circle. What does Jesus' healing of the official's son teach us about faith? The official's faith, though initially desperate, grew stronger as he trusted Jesus. Word without immediate evidence. This kind of faith is essential for us as we navigate our own challenges, trusting in God's promises even when we cannot see immediate results. How can we maintain faith in the face of unseen outcomes? Later, Jesus demonstrated his authority over evil by casting out a demon in the synagogue of Capernaum. His mere words set the possessed man free, leaving the onlookers in awe. This event underscores Jesus' power over the spiritual realm and his mission to liberate those bound by darkness. What does Jesus' authority over demons reveal about his mission? Despite these powerful demonstrations, Jesus faced stark rejection in his hometown of Nazareth. The people who watched him grow up could not reconcile the boy they knew with the man performing miracles. Their lack of faith led to missed blessings and miracles that could have transformed their lives. How do we sometimes allow familiarity to cloud our faith? Jesus' rejection in Nazareth serves as a reminder that recognizing and honoring God's work often requires us to look beyond our preconceived notions and biases. It challenges us to keep our hearts open to God's movements, even when they come from unexpected sources. Reflection. Reflect on areas in your life where you may have let familiarity breed contempt. Are there moments where you have failed to recognize God's work because it came from an unexpected place or person? This week, challenge yourself to approach situations and people with an open heart, willing to see God's hand at work. Embrace the faith of the official who trusted Jesus' word and the power of a spoken authority over darkness. Prayer with the scripture. Scripture. "And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." Luke chapter 4, verse 21. The prayer. "Dear Lord, thank you that as you build my life, I will not be driven by reputation, but will be driven by purpose. I thank you that as my life begins to take form in the ministry that you called me to live, take shape, I praise you that I will be able to preach with authority. I'll be able to heal the brokenhearted with compassion, and I'll be able to cast out evil mindsets and spirits with power and authority. If you did it, Jesus, I know that I can do it because the same power that flowed through you is flowing through me. I will only do what I see you doing. I will only speak what you tell me to speak. I declare that your spirit is upon me. I declare that your authority is on me. Therefore, I will stand in the power of your Holy Spirit and remember who you've called me to be, even when others don't believe it. I know who I am in the Lord, and nothing will ever change that. I am called and I am chosen. In Jesus' name, amen." We trust and agree. Pray for the community, people. Prayers for everyone out there.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his counsels upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. Prayers are for everybody all over the world. Prayers are for the least of men out there. Prayers are for all the poor people, the widows, the widowers, the orphans, the fatherless, the tribe of Levi, the refugees, the strangers, the aliens, the converts, the engrafted, the branches, the sisters, the joiners. Prayers are for all the 12 tribes of Israel. Prayers are for the Levites. Prayers are for the foreigners. Prayers are for the eunuchs. Prayers are for the blind, the deaf, the lame, the mute, the sick, the shut in, the homes, the poor. Prayers are for the beggars, the needy. Prayers for those who are vulnerable, who need justice. Prayers for those who are mourning or just lost a loved one. Prayers are for those going through hardships and a hard time. Prayers are for all the babies, the children, the young boys, the young girls, the teenagers, the young men, the young women, the adults, the senior citizens, the elderly, the advanced in age, the old, the elders. Prayers are for all the single people, married people, divorced people, widowed people, separated people. Prayers are for single parents, co-parenting, households, relationships, marriages, communities, established neighborhoods all throughout the world. Prayers are for all those who are in the hospital, prison, court, jail, trial, or need justice or any circumstance out there. Let God be with you all every day, every night, forever, most definitely. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's the last and the second. I'm hallelujah. Praising the advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author, perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the day spring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God's with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Yah, Yahusha, Yahawashah, Yahusha, Hamashiach, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nasai, Jehovah Rapha, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal, the King of Israel, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without spot, without blemish, the last Adam, the Lawgiver, the Leader, Commander, the Life, the Light of the World, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Living One, the Living Stone, the Lord our Righteousness, the Lord of All, the Lord of Glory, the Lord of Lords, the Man from Heaven, the Man of Sorrows, the Mediator of the New Covenant, the Mediator, the Messenger of the Covenant, the Messiah, the Mighty God, the Mighty One, the Morning Star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover Lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrector, the life, give the abundant life. He came to give you life and give it more abundantly. The revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example. The rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, stone the builders rejected. The true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He's the truth, amen. He's the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the word of Jehovah, the word of Yah, hallelujah. Praise him, most definitely. We know that his word is purifying, silverfying, the furnace of clay. Seven times David said in Psalms, we know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews. And interestingly, the Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest, the everlasting king. He is the way everlasting, Yah. Hallelujah, most definitely, y'all. Just prayers are for everybody, all four corners of earth, all edges, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Just prayers are for everybody. You know, a lot going on in the world, a lot probably going on in your personal life, but we keep God first and we trust him every day, every night. Even when things look bleak or don't make sense or feel you feel overwhelmed or have anxiety or overthinking or going through some stressful times or hardships, just trust God every single day. He is our true hope and he's the one that sustains us every day and every night. All right, so just stay with it, people. Just press forward and you just hang in there, all right? Keep your loved ones close to you and keep being helpful and generous. And just ask God for forgiveness every day and to be better and improved in your lives. And always just press forward through it all, okay, y'all? I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.